The cyber communication discussion was moderated by Austin American statesman technology culture writer Omar Gayaga and focused on technology and social media's use in the schools, its effect on students and teachers, and even the future of education. Wake Forest communication professor Ananda Mitra pointed out that children have taken to new technology much faster than their parents.
Look at the middle school or elementary school children today. These are the digital natives. We are kind of analog beings caught in a digital world. We are still figuring this out. They have figured it out already, and they know that this is the way in which they will interact through their life. And so there is good in that.
Mitra said that social media provides an option for kids to explore their own voice in a network of their peers. But that network can also become a dangerous place where trolls and cyberbullies lurk. Allison Tomberlin, attorney for Winston-Salem Forsyth County Schools, said schools have unexpectedly become the police force for what their students do online, including cyberbullying.
I believe that we've done everything that we can to go right up to the line of not violating somebody's First Amendment rights at this point. I truly do not know what else the school system can do, but we really need parents to be more involved and to take ownership of that as well and not just let the schools be the police of bullying and harassment.
Forsyth County Assistant District Attorney Kia Chavius said a lot of this behavior is turning up, including sexting, which she noted can be a felony.
Most of the time when we see this come up in a education kind of setting, what happens is that two students are dating or something like that, and one sends a naked photo of them to the other, and so that person's then carrying around on their cell phone. That is definitely possession, and if that is a sexually explicit photograph, it could be considered child pornography, depending on what it depicts, and that would be a violation of both the state laws here in North Carolina and also federal laws, and that would carry serious, serious consequences.
Mitra pointed out that people young and old alike forget that a social network like Facebook may be masquerading as an interpersonal tool, but it's really a mass communication tool. Similarly, Terry Mosley, assistant superintendent for Surrey County Schools, said sometimes teachers need to remember what the technology is in their classroom for in the first place.
What are you teaching? What is the objective you want to get across? It's not about the technology. That's just a tool. It's about the instruction. So we have to go back and refocus that for teachers, and that is a big challenge. And they know that technology can make their job easier, but it can also make it more difficult.
Whatever effect this technology will have on learning, language, and literacy won't be known for years to come. But one thing Betty Weicker, Assistant Superintendent of Technology for Winston-Salem Forsyth County Schools, said she is certain of, the answer won't be as simple as a single test score. Audrey Fannin, WFDD News, Winston-Salem.